Breaking news today on Seculo is AOC, the squad, as I like to call them, the Hamas caucus, take out Israel's Iron Dome funding from the congressional funding bill, and Democrats go along with it. We'll talk about that more today on Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo.
You said that you support what's coming out from the Democrats in the House. One thing that they did was they stripped out a bunch of funding for security support for Israel and some concerns about Iron Dome funding. Do you support that?
Well, I appreciate you.
Is that tolerable?
I appreciate your follow-up and clarification. What I was conveying is we support the effort to move forward on a vote on the debt limit in the House. And again, I would point you to the statement of administration policy that will come out later this afternoon.
We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110.
Iron Dome is purely a defensive missile system. It's intended to just shoot down incoming missiles. And we have, as a country, been very united, Democrats and Republicans, in supporting this and pushing this with Israel. But today's Democratic Party is not the same Democratic Party. They can't even push this through. It's a terrible embarrassment.
And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
So in the spending bill, which Nancy Pelosi was having a tough time moving through her Democrat House, and it's going to have an even tougher time in the U.S. Senate, but it got so tough for Nancy Pelosi that you wonder, should she ever get invited back to speak at AIPAC again? Should Steny Hoyer really ever be able to be invited back at these groups? Because instead of sticking to their guns on an issue and saying, no, this is where we're not going to bid, we're going to have the vote. If it doesn't pass because of you all, well, we'll blame you, the Hamas caucus. But instead, they buckled to AOC. They buckled to Omar and Presley, Tlaib, Bowman, Cori Bush, McCollum, and Chappelle, because they took out the $1 billion, it's yearly, usually in every spending bill, to replenish Israel's Iron Dome with the missiles it needs. As we said in the opening of the broadcast, this is not an offensive weapon. It can only be used in defense. You can't say, okay, hit a button, now it's going to start launching missiles into Gaza. No, that's not the issue here. The issue here is de-escalation of conflict. If the Iron Dome is working, Israelis don't get hurt, they don't respond as aggressively to the Hamas terrorist action. But you realize these members of Congress together, they represent the Hamas caucus, and they are starting now to get results in Washington, D.C. But I think now what you saw today is the death of the Democrat Party as a pro-Israel party.
Yes.
Because they weren't willing to go to bat. They weren't willing to lose a vote for Israel. Of course, no Republicans, and good for them, don't help them, Republicans, pass any of this. Let this all fall apart on their, because they created this mess. But they can no longer claim to be a pro-Israel party. They're going to try to pass some standalone issue, but they have now lost control of their own caucus.
Well, you said, and I think correctly so, you know, this, sometimes they're called a squad, which is a phrase I've never liked, but this is the Hamas caucus. They never speak out against Hamas, but they take $1 million funding opportunity for a $1 billion funding opportunity for a defensive weapon system for Israel, and that becomes the basis upon which they draw their line in the sand. And the problem with this is they are drawing lines in the sand, and looks like Congress goes right along with it, or at least the House.
They're calling the shots in the House Democrat caucus. Look, the leader of the Democrats, Steny Hoyer, wants to say that this is just a handful of members. Well, if it's just a handful of members, go back to what Jordan talked about. Be a leader of your party. Leave the language in there. Say we're standing with Israel and you can vote with us or you can vote against us. You can't just say this is a handful of members when what they insist on, Jay, is what you do.
All right, folks, we come back. We want to take your calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. It's the first time I've seen a major vote by Congress where the issue to whether or not the progressives and Democrats could come together and get this passed was defunding a program that Israel relies on to defend its citizens. Not an offensive weapons program, a defensive program to defend itself against terrorists. And that was too much for the Hamas caucus. They took it down, and I think they took the Democrat Party down with them when it comes to Israel.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Secular. So you've got these members of the Hamas caucus led by AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ilana Presley, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, Betty McCollum, Pramila Jaipel, from different states around the country. They flex their muscles on this to say, we are not getting this spending bill through if you have support for Israel in that spending bill. And Nancy Pelosi said, okay, we'll take the support for Israel out. That's a shocking move in Washington. I think it's the first time it's actually happened where this squad, whether or not some side bill gets passed with Democrat support, where this Hamas caucus was able to stand up to Nancy Pelosi and take this anti-Israel action.
The thing that's so shocking here is, first of all, you're talking about $1 billion. You're talking about a defensive system that's been in place for a number of years successfully, and it's reduced the number of casualties in Israel. There's broad-based support for this system. Yet these 2, 4, 6, 8 members of what Jordan calls the Hamas caucus, and it's kind of where they are, they never condemn Hamas, wanted to make sure that expenditure, Wes, was out of the bill, even though from a military standpoint, it is simply a defensive mechanism for Israel's defense from incoming rockets.
Yeah, absolutely. It has absolutely no offensive capabilities. It's strictly defensive. Just a few months ago, Hamas fired over 4,000 rockets into Israel. Those Hamas rockets have one purpose, and that is to kill Israeli civilians. This group of people in our own Congress, they do not want Israel to be able to defend themselves. And yet this system not only saves Israeli lives, it saves Palestinians too. And this whole issue is indicative of just how mean-spirited and how irrational the left-wing Democrats are in their hatred, not only of Israel, but their hatred of Jews. And then one other quick thing I'll say, Jay, this $1 billion is not just to resupply the rockets. We have a long-term relationship where we share technology and research concerning the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome was originally created by Israeli scientists. What we did, because it was so good, it was better than some of our own anti-missile systems, we joined with them in research and development. So this $1 billion is not just for supplies, it's continued research and development, because the same concept, the same system, is what the United States military also uses to defend Americans as well. So it's absolutely irresponsible.
So it's really
irrational.
Research and development that would help us.
Absolutely. This is not only anti-Israel, it's anti-American.
But part of the problem here, Jordan alluded to this, Harry, is that you have a minority, 8 members of Congress that are in this caucus that are basically holding targeted the expenditure for the defense of Israel, and the House leadership buckles.
Absolutely. So I would hold Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer responsible because they have buckled under pressure from the Hamas, Hezbollah, pro-Taliban caucus in Congress. And so the Democrats continue to claim that they care about saving lives, but they really don't care about saving Israeli lives. And given the Biden administration's decision to leave Americans behind in Afghanistan, apparently we don't care about American lives. So I think at the end of the day, what we have is a failure of leadership. We have a failure of leadership in Congress in the form of Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer. We have a failure of leadership within the Biden administration. And I think at the end of the day, we can conclude that many progressives in Congress are now openly expressing their hatred of Israel, but they also are expressing their hatred of American commitments to defend an ally. So what does this do? So for instance, presume that the Iron Dome is not fully funded. This then exposes the lives of Palestinians to violence because Israel would have to perhaps send in troops if indeed there's another conflict. So at the end of the day, this policy makes no sense unless you are simply expressing your vitriol and hatred toward Israel.
I'm going to ask this to Jordan and Than because I'm trying to politically, what is in this for them?
There's nothing politically in the short term. I think this is a long-term play. They see that these members of Congress, listen, it's gone from 4 to 8. Their friends have been taken out in primaries by these members of Congress. They're for real. Whether they like their policies or not, I think that the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's of the world, the Steny Hoyer's of the world, see the writing on the wall, that if the Democrat Party keeps moving this way, this is the direction it's going, Than. It's going to the direction of the AOCs and the Hamas caucus. It's going away from the Elliott Eagles of the world who got defeated by a member of this Hamas caucus, Jamal Bowman. So that's, Than, I think they're trying to placate to save themselves. They probably, these are very old members of Congress. They can save themselves for another 10 years.
Yep.
They probably saved their career. But I think that's what they're looking at is their upcoming elections.
Yeah, Jordan, this is where the energy is in the Democrat caucus. Look, the pure numbers of the number of members who might have been calling for this funding to be removed might be low, Jordan, but just by evidence that the fact that the leadership actually followed through and took the action that they were requesting suggests to me, it doesn't just suggest to me, Jordan, I think it plainly tells me that the vast majority of members inside the Democratic caucus know that they need to speak to this base. So we want to say only 8 members asked for this, but Jordan, if Nancy Pelosi or if Steny Hoyer had stood up and said, no, this is not what we're about. This is a clean CR with a debt ceiling increase. We're going to leave the funding in there. And then you have to cast your own vote. Jordan, if they were willing to do that, then I would give them a pass on this. They were the ones that took it out, though. They might not have been the ones that requested it, but they were the ones that took it out. And it's because that's where the energy is inside their party.
And that's, do you think about how this has changed and the impact of this? Because The Democratic Party used to have a pretty pro-Israel
That was the one
team.
Thing the Republican Party, the Democratic Party,
agreed
was pretty
on.
Similar on was support for our allies, and one of those allies was Israel. But we have seen this anti-Israel sentiment. It's been building on the college campuses, it's been building in the left's world.
Yep.
It's been building where they recruit candidates to run. Ultimately, they didn't put a stop to this radical stuff on campus. It's like the CRT hating Israel, pro-anti-Semitism, human rights abusers like Hamas and their actions that they take. Very radical thought, the idea of pro-conflict as well. And now they're reaping what they've sowed. It's the beginning. This is just the beginning of reaping what you sow when you've got 8 members of Congress. But here's how important that 8 is. When you take that 8 out, there's 212 Democrats left and 212 Republicans. The Republicans aren't going to help you. This won't pass.
So the reality is the people of Israel suffer. Our own national security suffers. Mm-hmm. And the short-term benefit of this is some kind of political win. But I'm thinking, who is the base that likes this? Well, it's the ultra-left progressive base that is anti-Israel.
Right, and I don't think that reflects the majority of the American people.
No.
I think most Americans, they're going to remember this come midterm elections, and they should. And hopefully this will be part of what causes the leadership to flip in the House of Representatives. But, you know, this whole issue, it's so irrational. This missile system is what kept Israel from launching a major ground offensive when they had over 4,000 rockets fired into Israel because they knew they could defend themselves. So this is indicative to me that the left, they do not want peace in the Middle East. They hate anything related to Israel, even if it saves lives and promotes peace. And it's really all we need to know about where the Democrat Party is going. It's a shame and it's sad. And I know not all Democrats agree with them, but they are allowing it to happen. Yesterday, when this resolution passed, not one Republican voted for it because they stood on the principle that Israel is our ally. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. And it, as you said, it impacts not only Israeli security, but ours as well. And they voted against it. But the Democrats went along with this. It's irrational. It's irresponsible.
You know, folks, we are, again, I want to take your thoughts on this, too. If you want your thoughts to get out of Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, wherever you're watching the broadcast, or you want to be on the air with us at 1-800-684-3110. When we come back, I think there should be a little action taken for those of you willing to do it.
Yep.
So I would like to contact these eight members of Congress and let them know that we know that they have embraced Hamas, embraced terrorism, and abandoned our ally Israel. And I'll go through with you what I think is the best way to say it on the phone. Not to be threatening, not to be mean, but let's light up the phone numbers in these offices. They're not just AOCs either. You know, those offices get plenty of phone calls. But these lesser squad members who are not as well known, who let her kind of take the heat and they stand behind it, let's make sure we call their offices first. Make sure they're the ones getting the pressure. So we come back from this break. I've got some action for you to take. I also encourage you, as always, to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. .org. A lot of information there about all the different work that we're doing as an organization. There's what we talk about on the air, but there's all the different things we are doing at the American Center for Law and Justice. That's online at aclj.org. If you want to talk to us on air about this issue, how the squad has been able to impact the Democrat Party, do you believe the Democrat Party is now the anti-Israel party in America? I want your thoughts on that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
So this is the number you call if you would like to express your displeasure with these members of the Hamas caucus. So the number for the House operator, it's 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. So jot that down. That can connect you to any of these members of Congress. Who are they? Who are the ones that stood up to make to take this funding away from Israel's defensive Iron Dome, which is so critical to Israel's defense? It also de-escalates conflict in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians. Well, of course, there's AOC. And if you want to call that office, go ahead. But I think let's focus some more time on some of these other members of Congress, like Ilhan Omar and Ilana Presley and Tlaib, Bowman, Cori Bush, McCollum, J-Pal. I want you to call and say this. Shame on you for supporting Hamas, for supporting terrorists, and for taking this anti-Israel position in Congress. Don't scream. Don't shout. Don't make threats. Just shame on you for embracing terrorism and embracing this anti-Israel, anti-U.S. ally policy approach in Congress.
You know, we're talking about $1 billion, which, and let's face it, in the course of a budget of the size of the United States, is not a lot of money, Harry. Okay, it's not. We're talking about that money being allocated to a system that we developed with Israel that is a defensive mechanism for Israel. So when incoming rockets come on, their civilians are protected, which also then Israel doesn't have to respond as aggressively as they might have to otherwise, as Wes said. But then I look at these eight members of Congress, and this is the replay. They call it anti-Israel, anti-Zionist. It's anti-Semitic. And they'll say, oh, no, we're not anti-Semitic. Well, of course they are. This is a rehash. This is a replay of everything that the progressive left is trying to do. They do it in the college campuses. Now they're doing it in the halls of the United States Congress.
I think you're precisely correct. And keep in mind that many of the people that were in university 10, 20 years ago are now indeed in Congress. So if you look at the halls of Harvard, if you look at the halls of Yale, Princeton, and Stanford, the Marxist left has focused and fomented its hatred of both truth and freedom, and that has led to hatred of Israel. They have reclassified Israel as not a functioning democratic constitutional democracy, but instead they've reclassified Israel as an apartheid state. And with an apartheid state, what do you get? You get victims. And so victimhood has become a clarion call of the left. And so now these individuals in Congress, the Ilhan Omars, the Ayanna Presleys, they are now able to enforce their hatred and their bigotry toward Israel. Why? Because they have the power to block common sense legislation that would protect Israeli lives and Palestinian lives. But at the end of the day, they are able to express one thing only, their hatred of Israel.
Well, and this is not just anti-Israel. This is pro-terrorist.
Yeah.
Think about that. We have members of Congress that have taken a firm stance pro-terrorism. What do Hamas and Hezbollah have in common with ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda? All of these groups call for the destruction of Israel and the destruction of the United States. So it's a betrayal of Israel and the U.S. to be sure, but it's also pro-terrorist. And not only that, we have a Democrat president in the White House just last week, and this relates to this missile defense system. We told Saudi Arabia, our ally, our Arab allies, betrayal of Arab allies too, we are removing our missile defense systems from Saudi Arabia, even though they are regularly attacked by the Houthi rebels from Yemen. Yeah. Last week.
And what was the reason for that? Why in the world did Joe Biden say, you know what I'm going to do? Saudi Arabia, who we got a good relationship with, and they've got a good relationship with Israel. They may be the next signature to the Abraham Accords, quite possibly.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You do that for the same reason that this is happening, and that is because, you know, we criticize Saudi Arabia for their involvement with the war in Yemen. We are not taking away their offensive capabilities. We are taking away their ability to defend themselves, and we're doing the exact same thing with Israel.
You know, I think that, again, this idea that it's okay to act this way. It's okay to take these positions. Let me just remind you who they are. Why do we know Ilhan Omar's name? Well, it was not because she was wielding any power when she first came to Congress. It was because she was making statements that were shockingly pro-terror and anti-Israel, even anti-American. Take a listen to this. A throwback at a CARE fundraiser. Remember the Council on American Islamic Relations? March of 2019 by 22.
Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Some people did something. Islamic terrorists affiliated with Al-Qaeda took commercial aircraft and turned them into weapons, killing 3,000 American civilians in an act and declaration of war. Some people did something. Who speaks at the Council of American Islamic Relations anyways? That's just another statement. But my question, then I go back to you on this, is meanwhile, they've got the leadership of the Democratic Party in tow here.
Yeah, look, Speaker Pelosi, Leader Hoyer, they're also responsible for this. They might want to pin it on these eight members that requested it, but they took the funding out. And Jay, I really think our listeners need to think about this in the context of what is happening in the region more globally. Remember, the Biden administration was just saying, just last week, they were saying that the leverage we have over the Taliban, in the very same reason that where 9/11 was planned and orchestrated, their leverage over the Taliban, Jay, was that the United States would provide funding for them. So I think the fair question to ask these members of Congress, Speaker Pelosi and Leader Hoyer, is why would you rather fund the Taliban than our greatest ally in the region, Israel? Because, Jay, that's the dynamic here.
You know, we got second half hour coming up with the broadcast. We can take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is all coming with the backdrop of the Taliban requesting access to address the United Nations. They want to put forward their spokesperson as their permanent representation. These were the guys who, you know, those Muslims who did something. This is them, the Taliban. So it's kind of coming full circle. She played it down like that. The Biden team's willing to work with the Taliban. They've already showed that. And now the Democrat Party is willing to turn their back on Israel. This is a dream for Ilhan Omar, a dream for AOC, and Rashida Tlaib. So we come back on Seculo. Let's get into it that way as well. What else is happening surrounding all these moves? It's very serious what they were able to do here. I do believe Congress will be able to get something passed, but it is a shame that we are now in a position where we add to the partisan list of issues where we can't actually share common ground. Is that the Democrat Party, I don't care what they tell you, is the party of Hamas. It is the party of terrorism. It is the party of Islamic radicalism. It's the party of the squad. They have the control right now. The Republican Party is the only party standing up for Israel. This is a new paradigm in Washington and D.C. The shift has now happened from just being a protest voice to actually getting what they want, and the defunding of an Israeli program. We'll be right back on Secular.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.